You guys know what cough is.
You don't sneeze in the
hand. Am I here? That's what I'm talking about. I voice doctor.
They have tissues now.
Really? Yeah. Oh, did you hear?
Okay. We are up to the Mishnah Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. I guess.
I don't even have a cough.
I had something. I don't know where we're here. Okay. We have the Mishnah Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, second Mishnah. The guy says he's a Nazir on the condition that he can be Metame, that he can drink wine and be Metame Lameisim. Has a Nazir Ba'asir B'kulam. He's a Nazir and is Asir and everything. Because once he said he's a Nazir, and let's say he said, I already Nazir Minatar Glachas. He didn't want to be a Nazir for everything else. Rabbanan said, once the guy picks one thing, the others kick in whether he wants them or not. So here also, he wants to be a Nazir from Taglachas. He's trying to get conditional Naziris. There are no conditional Naziris. According to the Rabbanan, the minute he makes the condition that he only wants part Naziris, he's a Nazir in all of it. Zakdarash, Hareini Nazir, Vasir Bekulan, Rabbanan Lutamayu, the Amilel, Afilul Nazir, Elam, Chatzadim, Nazir Bekulam. Right? They said, one makes you a Nazir in all. So the guy says, Rocky, can you move one back? Can you move one table back? Him, he has it on the phone. Listen, this is life. Life is tolerance. If not, one cannot, one suffers from anxiety if they can't tolerate. You got a choice.
Or you can just stop.
You want to move him back one?
Or you can turn it off.
He'll turn him off. He can turn him off.
I can't find him. I can't get into that room either.
Okay. So that's the Tanakhama speaking, the Tanakhama who hold, the Rabbanan who hold, a Nazir in one is a Nazir in all. Yudeya Anish Yesh Naziris. Aveini Yudeya Shah Nazir Asibiyayin. Now this is going to be explained, this Gemara, one of two ways as we go along. A guy says, I know there's a Naziris, but I didn't know that that included wine. It was a lack of knowledge. Now for sure, he can go to, you still hearing the echo?
No, I'm just saying, how could...
Last week people were questioning me, how could it be that I say everybody knows Chumash? And now you're questioning me, how could it be that he doesn't know Chumash? Again, I did such a great job last week that you're convinced that everybody knows Chumash. Now here we found a guy that doesn't know Chumash. He didn't know that a Nazir is Usher wine. How is Usher anyway? And Rav Shimon Matzer. Did Rush say anything? Dr. Rush? No Rush. Yes, he does. It is a Rush. Have any days I'm not to be iron. Maybe Mikabo last to be iron. I wasn't Mikabo. Now, Dr. Rush. Venerally, the Loizu Abzuktani. This is a bigger Kiddush. The Reisha, Suhuya Deya, Shanazar Asabiyayan, in the first case, that he knew the laws and he just wanted to accept half Naziris. And the Sefer, it was a mistake. It wasn't that he was trying to write his own Naziris. He thought he was doing the complete Naziris. He didn't realize what Naziris entails. Still, he's Asher. It's a bigger Kiddush. Here's a guy that didn't know what he was doing. But he said he's a Nazir. So it kicks in. Because his Dvarim Shebelev are contradicting what he said. He said already a Nazir. Now he's claiming that he's not a Nazir. Doesn't work. Now, let me just point out, let's make a great Pesach when he goes to the rabbi. When he goes to the rabbi and he says, I didn't know it meant this, he would say, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Nobody's arguing that he can't remove it. That's not the point. The point is, does he have to remove it? And the answer is, he does. He's a nazir. He's claiming it was a mistake. What can I tell you? The guy said he's a nazir. He's a nazir. I can't help him. He's claiming he didn't know. It's a sad story to go to the rabbi and get it removed. But you can't say, he said Harini Nazir, and he wants his farm to blave to undo what he said. He can't do that.
Question?
No, somebody's talking here.
Statement?
Yeah.
Statement.
Hold.
Okay.
Does know. So last week, if you were here, we would go to the Rav. Rav would not be put to look, right?
Why?
Because the person cannot use that as a time.
Who said?
That's what Dr. Harris said.
Go talk to him. What do you want from me?
Rebbe said
last week that the assumption is that everybody knows Chumash. But if the guy comes in and says he didn't know, what are we supposed to do? I said last week, and I'll repeat it now, the assumption is that everybody knows Chumash and knows that Nazir is Minayai and not Minadvela.
He is Nazir, but
Yes, Dr. Schwab.
I think he was saying, whoever it was saying exactly what I'm about to say, which is that you've contradicted yourself. If this would make a great Pesach, therefore, the assumption is not that everybody knows Chumash, maybe most people or maybe a significant fraction of people, but not all people. Otherwise, it would not be a Pesach. If the person comes in and said, I thought that camels could fly, this would not be a Pesach.
Again, fine. 99% of Klal Yisrael, 0.99 knows Chumash. I'll leave it at that.
With great love and affection and respect, I don't think there's evidence to support that, but I hear what you're saying.
Yedeyani Nazir Asir B'yayin Abasavar Ha'isi Shechachamim Matirin Li. I'm sorry, I said Reb Shimon Matir. And Reb Shimon is Matir, and the Gemara is going to talk about why Reb Shimon is Matir. Why is Reb Shimon Matir? It doesn't say here. Reb Shimon holds the Shitasei that says if you don't accept all Naziris, you're not a Nazir. And the guy said he already Nazir, he didn't mean wine, and therefore not a Nazir. See, it goes back to the same argument. When your guy says he's a Nazir from one thing, is he a Nazir from all, or is he a Nazir from none? That was the machlokes we had earlier in the Masechta. So Reb Shimon is saying, in this case, when the guy said, I didn't realize I was taking wine, so we say to him, oh, you wanted to be a partial Nazir, so you're nothing. Rabbanan said you wanted to be a partial Nazir, you're everything. It boils down to the same Shaila. The guy is trying to be a partial Nazir, right? So Reb Shimon says, there is no partial Naziris, and Rabbanan say, there's all no, they both go in this different, everybody agrees you can't be a partial Nazir. The machlokes is, when you try to be a partial Nazir, are you anything or nothing? So everything or nothing, Rabbanan say you're everything, and Reb Shimon says you're nothing.
He only mentioned one thing.
He said he's a Nazir, but then he claims he didn't know he asked himself in wine. So Reb Shimon, that means he wanted to be a partial Nazir, so he's nothing. Rabbanan say he wanted to be a partial Nazir.
So we said initially, if you just say Nazir, everyone agrees you're Nazir.
Yes.
And the question is, when you start, then the question was, if you start...
Correct.
Then now it's saying not like that.
No, because the guy is, again, let's go back. The guy is claiming, I didn't know I asked himself in wine. So according to himself, he wants to be a partial Nazir.
But that's not what he said. He said Nazir, period.
But he's explaining himself now that he didn't know it as his wine. Right?
That's not what we learned. It's the initial mission.
There he knew what Nazir meant. There it's a saying he didn't know what he included. That means he wants to be a partial Nazir.
Now, I'm surprised no one asked. We learned that first Mishnah about, I don't think I asked it, I don't think anyone asked it, Omasim Mashikasa Batora. Anyone ever ask that over there?
No.
Because not Sinai, is that why?
We'll see in a few minutes. The Gemara will bring it in here. So we'll wait for here. Yedei Anish Anazir Asir B'Yayin. This is the case number 3. I know that Anazir is Asir wine. I thought the Chachamim would be matter. I can't live without wine. I'm addicted. I thought that I'd be able to go to the rabbis and get that part, and tell them how desperate I am from wine, and they would make an exception for me and say, not matter to Naziris. They could say, you can drink wine even though you're a Nazir. That's what I thought the rabbis would tell me, given my subjective circumstance.
My donation.
Listen, I knew what a Nazir is, but this guy says he makes a living by being in the Chevra Kedisha. And it's going to hurt his living. So he thought the rabbis would say, under your circumstance, you can go right ahead and continue your job. Harry said, Mutter, Reb Shimon Eiser, the Gemara is going to want to know why. It should be the exact opposite of anything. Not in the case before, it was the exact opposite. So what happened to this case? If anything, it's similar to the other one. He wants to cut a partial deal. And Rabbanah say no partials. Reb Shimon say also says no partials, but they go in different ways. Rabbanah said he's everything. Reb Shimon says he's nothing. And here it's the exact opposite. And the Gemara is going to be very bothered by that. Dr. Rush. Yes,
which very different.
He
didn't know. He knew he just
has
to get out of it.
Again, bottom line, what does he want
to be? He wants to be a partial Nazir.
Rabbanah says he's a whole Nazir when you want to be a partial. And if Shimon says you want to be a partial, you're nothing. And in this case, it's the exact opposite. Obviously, there's going to have to be a difference, right? Or maybe not. We'll see.
Why can't we wait until at least waiting?
Right. In Yiddish, they have a saying. It says, "Bashtel dem ganav bamtir." If you want to protect something, get the guy who steals and put him at the door, and he'll guard your place. He becomes your guard. Same thing. Abraham is saying, "Wait for the Gemara to explain things." Right. Right. Dr. Raj. I wasn't saying anything negative. I was just saying.
Rebbe just called me.
No, I did not.
That's what my wife just texted me and said.
That's not what I said. I do. Okay, fine. Just not trash. I will say Raisi Shachavim Atir. Salkadaitach. The only comer. Savraisi. I thought Shachavim Atir only Avamisi Mekabloi. They thought they would make a mutter. Mekachaini Mekabloi Leah. Therefore, I never meant it. We think now he's saying, I thought Rabbanah would let me off the hook, so I didn't accept that. Well, if you didn't accept that, Rabbanah would say you're a Nazir anyway. And Shimon says you're nothing, and here it says the opposite. Okay, so let's take every case and work it through. That's what the Gemara is going to do right now. We have 3 cases. Case number 1. The guy made himself a Nazir. He's here, Tzvi Rakowski. You want to ask him if he has a question. Case number 1 is Hareini Nazir Amanasha Shaisa Yayin and Batama Lameitzim. Talk to Gemara. But lifting Nami Reb Shimon Bereisha. Why doesn't Reb Shimon argue in the first case? Hareini Nazir Amanasha Shaisa Yayin and Batama Lameitzim. Harezen Nazir V'Asr B'Kulam. That's what the Mishnah said. Reb Shimon should say he's not a Nazir. He wanted to be a partial Nazir. No partial Naziris. Rabbanan say partial is all. Why isn't Reb Shimon arguing in that case? And for the Gemara, Amar Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Cholik Haya Reb Shimon Av Bereisha. You're right. He argues there too. The Reb Shimon Matar is going back on 2 cases. On case 1, and on case 2. You're right. There goes the kasha. Shimon should argue. He does. Fekta Gemara, that's the first answer. Ravina Amar, Bereisha Loi Polygrip Shimon. In the Reisha, Reb Shimon doesn't argue. Why? Because my time up. Shem Dehavile Masna Mashakosta Batayra. What?
There was one bag there.
There was a bag there?
Yeah.
So tell him.
Nobody. How's it Shire?
No, that's not the problem. Let's go back to case one. There are three cases in the Mishnah. We'll deal with case three when we get there. We're going back to case one. Case one. Hareini Nazar Menashe Shaisi Yai the Matama Lameisim. Hareini Nazar Menashe Bekulam. No Reb Shimon mentioned.
I'm sorry.
Answer, Reb Shimon says it's mutter there too. First answer. Ravina Amar, Bereisha Leipalik Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon does not argue in the Reisha. Why not? Because Havilei Masna Amashakasa B'Tayra, Ha Masna Amashakasa B'Tayra Tzino Abatul. Okay, let me explain this halacha so we can understand it. A person cannot write his own laws. He cannot say, I'm becoming this, but on condition, using the word condition, that it doesn't obligate me in certain things. I'll give you the prototype case. A guy says, I want to hurry up mukadashishly. I'm a nas shalayas chayiv b'sher k'susadayna. I want to marry you on the condition that I don't have any obligations to you in any marital obligations. I don't have to feed you, I don't have to dress you, I don't have to spend time, with you. That is called a masna mashakasa b'taira. The Taira wrote, Kedushin has certain obligations, and you're making a Kedushin and conditional that those obligations don't kick in. Sir, you don't control the Taira. The Taira says it kicks in. How can you say you're making it conditionally? Now here comes the difficult part. So if Yitzchak Margaret were looking at that halacha, I would say the guy tried to write his own Taira. He can't write his own Taira, so he should be nothing. He shouldn't be married. You tried to make a marriage without obligations. The Taira said marriage and obligations are bound together. You can't conditionally make a marriage without those obligations, so you shouldn't be married. The halacha is the exact opposite. Anybody that says, I want to marry on condition against the Torah, the marriage works, the condition doesn't work. That's the halacha. The why, I'll explain in a moment. But that's the halacha. If a person says, I want to marry this woman on condition that I don't have the obligations, we say to him, you're married with the obligations. Because your condition doesn't count. Your condition is erased because the Torah never allowed for these conditions. So we drop your condition and you're married. That's the halacha. This guy says he wants to be a nazir on condition that he shouldn't be obligated what was the case? That he can drink wine. On condition. You can't make a condition not to drink wine. Therefore, we drop your condition. Now, Reb Shimon said differently at the beginning of the Perek. There he said he wants to be a Nazir for Tumas Meis. He didn't make any conditions. He didn't say I'm a Nazir on condition. He said I'm a Nazir for this. I'm a Nazir for B.
Nothing else.
But he didn't say on condition. He wants this besides. There's a big difference between condition and besides. The guy says he's a nazir besides for wine. That's not a condition. He never said I'm a nazir on condition. He's not employing the Torah's right to set conditions. He's trying to write a new kind of naziris. So Reb Shimon says he's nothing. He's not trying to make conditions. Conditions means he accepts with condition. If the conditions don't meet Torah's standard, the condition is a non-condition, and we leave him with the statement that he's a Nazir. Whereas in the case when he says He's a Nazir for one, a Nazir besides for one. That's not a condition. That's a exclusion. There's a difference between a condition and an exclusion. One can make a Naziris with an exclusion, try to make a Naziris with an exclusion, but one cannot make a Naziris with a condition, because the Torah does not allow conditions in that case. I hope I explained myself well enough. The difference between chutz, no questions yet. The difference between chutz and amanas. Chutz means besides. I'm a nazir besides. If a guy says he wants to be a nazir besides for wine, so the rabbanim say, you're everything. Shimon says, no. You try something, it doesn't work, you're not a nazir. When you say, I'm a condition, you're relying on the fact that there's a concept called condition on disease. This concept doesn't exist when it goes against the Torah. So we erase it, and it's as if there was no condition here. Now, indeed, if you ask him, did you mean to be a Nazir without conditions? He said, no. We say to him, but we can't listen to that because you made a condition that's not acceptable. So we have to erase the condition. Because conditions are a Chiddush HaTorah. To do something conditionally is a chiddush, and therefore you don't have that chiddush when you do it against the Torah. I hope I explained myself well.
Who says that? Meaning,
What's the source? You can't be a Mazda, 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 Torah? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I answer you. I'm guessing. I'm not sure. Again, I'm not sure. Again, we'll try one more time. I said I don't know.
How can I know that?
What?
Yeah.
Right. That's exactly what you might say.
So where do you see? So this question of Mas Moshe could not have been asked in that mission over there?
No, because it wasn't a Tanai.
And over here, where does it say the word Tanai?
Amanas.
Where?
In the beginning of the
mission. The word Tanai?
Yes.
Why don't you have a mission in front of you?
Where does it say the word?
Read the first line in the mission.
Amanas.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Now, I will say the following. Maybe I shouldn't, but I'll say it anyway. That this is a question on this Gemara is a question on the Taisus. Taisus asks the question, why when a guy makes a Tanai against the Torah, is it Chal? Should be nothing. The guy's trying to be a Nazir on condition. The condition doesn't work. He didn't want to be a Nazir. Taisus doesn't ask about Nazir, he asks about Kedushin. He didn't want to marry this woman if he stuck with the other things. You know he didn't want to marry the woman if he stuck with the other things. So why in the world are we ignoring his condition and saying he's married? Taisus answers, because condition is a very big chiddush. You're doing an action, and you want to make an action condition on words. Since when are you allowed to make a words that put a condition in actions? Actions are stronger than words. A dibur cannot be mevatu amaisa. Words can't undo an act. So came along the Torah and said, a new chiddush. You can do an act and make it conditional. Now, that's only if you follow the rules of condition. If you don't follow the rules of condition, the act stands. Because there's no right for you to overcome an act. So the kash on Taisus that the Rishon Damask is from here. Because there's no act here. It's words. Taisa says that the reason a Dibur is not Mavato Amais, you can't be Masa Mashakasa Mataira, Taisa and Kedush and Subas, is because you want your words to overcome your action. That is a big Chiddush, that your words can direct your action. You did an action, and you're using words to direct the action. The rule is words are not as strong as an action. But here comes, so came along the Taira and made a Chiddush. If you don't follow the rules, the action stands. We don't care about your words. But that works when it's an action. The problem here is not an action. It's a statement, Hareini Nazir. So it's words and words. This is the kasha that we're trying to mask on Taisus and Sufis. That's why I didn't explain it that way. I said that conditions are a rule of the Torah. If you follow them, and if not, it doesn't work. And I didn't explain it because words aren't as strong as an action. Because over here, it's not an action.
I'm surprised, Brett, that no one gives an answer. You're trying to go against the Torah? Knas.
No, it doesn't work. Because that would make it rabbinic, not biblical. We're making him a biblical Nazir. We're making him bring Kabbalah. Harvey, you had a question?
My question was the Tosfos question.
Okay.
I have a question about I'm going to think about what Avram said before. Is he like being a kofer?
No, he's not a kofer. He's an imam and b'muna shleiman, all 13 imam.
But?
He wants to do halacha his way. Why is that a kofer?
Everybody who's a kofer wants to do
halacha
his own way?
No, a kofer means he doesn't believe in one of the 13 imams.
I mean, he can disagree with the Torah.
He's not disagreeing. He agrees that every nazir is chayiv and all these things.
Is that literally? As long as he believes the
13 imams,
that's enough?
Well, what are the 13 imams?
So they don't believe in tzitzis.
Then you don't believe that everything is in the Torah. That's one of the 13 imams.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying over here, too.
He's not believing in Nazir. He believes in Nazir.
But he doesn't believe that he needs to...
He doesn't have to be a Nazir.
So he's saying shtus then, right?
Well, according to... we're saying he's not saying shtus because once he said already Nazir, he's stuck.
Brucius?
Yes.
I would note that part of the confusion there may be that the point that you're making is that the Ani Mamans are a creed, which is the foundation of belief, whereas the Shari Tshuva points out that anybody who says 612, not 613, denies all 613. That's the difference
right,
between
that's
halakha
also one of the
and 13, creed.
That's one of the 13 articles of faith, by the way. That is in the Ani Mamans. Ani Mamans Memuna Shloima. Shekal HaTayram Tzuyah Atim Edeinu. And a student of the Maestro of Ein Olam Hashalom. An imam and b'muna shalema. Shesaitza teira b'tei mukhulefes. V'loitehei teira acheres b'tei b'ayri yizbar al-shamay. Right?
If you interpret it that way, if you interpret it that way, then you just undercut your argument.
No,
in that
not.
If you, let me finish. That if you say I'm 612, not 613, that undercuts that part of the creed. Then you're stuck with saying that he has denied the creed. Part of the 613, the subcategory of 613,
Again, doctor, really
is wine is in Nazir.
Doctor, I don't know what you're driving
wine
at.
Wine is a part of Nazir.
100%. This guy agrees 100%. This guy is agreeing 100% that wine is a part of Nazir. He agrees. And if his next-door neighbor became a Nazir, he would tell him, you better not drink wine. It's 100% Nazir in the Torah. He agrees 100% to the halacha of the Torah. He's trying to carve out his own halacha. He's trying to figure out whether he can do that halacha partially. He's not denying that the Torah requires them all. He's not trying to do that. He's not in any way questioning the Torah. He's trying to write his own thing. He'd like to get married to this woman. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. He'd love it to get married to this woman. He just doesn't feel he
but
can.
But it's under his own definition.
I'm sorry?
I said it's under his own definition. I think this is called the Hunter Biden exception.
Okay. I'm not going to get involved in that now. For sure not. I'll just leave it at what I just said. Bye, Tim.
No one gives Dr. Schwab any credit. Every time he says Moshe Rabbeinu, he says Olam HaSholom.
So does Dadi Mamans, by the way.
Yeah, that's exactly where he gets it from.
Right. Zechar Ahmad, you say Dadi Mamans every day? You should. Right.
I do.
Good. Okay, that's very good. Very important. Rabbi Shulman Levi Amalach. Rabbi Shulman Levi Amalach. So you should have been saying Olam HaSholom. Rabbi Shulman Levi Amalach. Hay Amanas Kuchutzami. And Rabbi Shulman Levi's answer is that when you say Amanas this case, you don't mean condition. You mean to be partial. And therefore, he holds Rabbi Shimon would argue in this case. Zakhtarash, Shabdabi Masna Mashakasa B'Tayra. Kivin Shamar B'Losh and Amanas, Let's try to make a condition. Hi, Amanas, Kuchutz Dami. This Amanas that is not in the it's in the integral Nazirus, is like saying I want to be partial. And being partial, Rav Shimon says, is nothing. See, you can make conditions against the Torah. I'll be a Nazir if somebody eats Chazer. That's a Tanai against the Torah. But this is a Tanai that's in the essence of Naziris. Rav Shimon Levi feels that's trying to be partial, not making a Naziris with a condition. This is different than a condition. This is partial, and therefore Rav Shimon would argue. So an argument of how you view this almanas. The words mean on condition, but sometimes when you're in the essence of the thing, you're saying partial, not conditional. That's what Rav Shimon Levi is saying.
It's interesting, Rabbi, is all the examples you gave of Mashtik, so you said it would be a kedushin, right?
Right.
I'm surprised that the lady can't say, you know what, I like you so much.
She can.
Everything that's a requirement that the Torah says, I'm moichel.
You can 100% she can say that. 100%.
What's the problem then?
Because she didn't say yes. She didn't say she's moichel.
But she could do that?
Why not? Tanya Kavasa Dravina. Amar Arani Nazar Menashe Shaisa Liayin Matana Lamaisim has a Nazar Vasa Vikulam. The Brisa says clearly, Bishamasna Machakosa Matara, Hamasna Machakosa Matara, Tarabab. Dr. Gamar Vaita. Gadei Anish Anazar Asa Biayin. Now this is case number three. In case number two, the guy said, I didn't realize that Zerus would answer me in that. I didn't know Chumash. So the Rabbana said, you said Arani Nazir, you're a Nazir. Partial is all. Right? Even though you're claiming a mistake, you can go to the rabbi and get it removed, but you can't claim it was an error because you said you're a Nazir, you're a Nazir. You didn't mean to, but you're saying you made a mistake. That's contradicting your words, you can't do that. And if Shimon said, you're trying to be a partial Nazir, so therefore you're nothing. The next case, the guy said, I knew Naziris was everything, but I thought I would get a dispensation. And there, Reb Shimon says, Usher and Rabbana say Mutter. And the question is why? This guy meant partial Naziris. This is an exact similar case. I shouldn't say exact. It's a similar case. You can't have exact similar. It's a similar case. Zakti Gemara, Amit Reish Usher Shimon Mutter. Zakti Gemara, you're right. Amen Nami Usher Shimon Mutter. Change it. Epoch, change the last case around. Rashi, Rush, Amit Reisha, Asa, Rav Shimon Mater, Salgadaitam, Shibishas, Nizirus, or the Kibbal Olaviyayan. The Havamin is that he didn't mean to accept it because he's saying, I thought the rabbis would be Mater. I didn't mean that. I meant without why. Because I knew for sure that if I go to my Rav, he's going to say it's okay. So then I didn't mean to accept it. That's how the Gemara understood it. By Yasei, Meloilam, Lysepoch. I'll tell you not to turn it around. Hasam Reisha got the Nazir Mechada. In the first case, which means case number two, he became a Nazir from one of the three things, or two of the three things. The Rabbanan Dami Avilu a Nazir Machas had a Nazir Vasir. According to the Rabbanan, they say a Nazir from one is a Nazir from all. Therefore, he's a complete Nazir. The Shimon Dami Ashi Nazir Mikulam Mutter. He never was Nazir from wine. So therefore, he didn't know, so therefore he's mutter. Seifa the Nazir Mikulu. In Seifa, he became a Naziris. He meant stop. He meant everything. And now, he says, I thought that after I become a Nazir from everything, I'll be able to go to a rabbi, and he'll tell me, in your case, we can remove one. It's not that he didn't want to become a Nazir from one. When he said already Nazir, he meant complete Nazir. In his mind, he said to himself, I know I became a complete Nazir, but I'll go to the rabbi and I'll negotiate with him. I'll tell him this is my living. I make a living in the Chevra Kedisha. Or the guy will say, I'll go to the rabbi and say, I'm addicted to wine. I can't live without wine. He'll tell me, for you, it's fine. So he thinks that he'll be able to get a dispensation after he accepts it. That's what he thinks. So let's read it inside. Sefer de Nazir Mikudu, the Ishu Machada, and he's trying to get one off. Meaning like this. He's going to the rabbi and he's saying, can you remove the wine part? Can you remove the wine part? So the rabbi will say, you remove one, you remove them all. Because it's all or nothing. And once you remove one, it's like you can't be partial. So therefore, since you can't be partial, the rabbi will say, when you accept one, you accept them all. When you remove one, you're removing them all. And Reb Shimon says, when you accept one, you're accepting nothing. So when you remove one, you're removing nothing. It's the opposite of what happens in the original acceptance. The Rabbana said, accept one, accept them all. Remove one, remove them all. Reb Shimon says, accept one means nothing. Remove one means nothing. You can't remove one. They all go have to be together. And if you try to be one, you're nothing. So if you try to remove one, you remain the way. No questions yet till after the rush. Let's read it inside. Zok derash. Zok de Gemara. Sefer de Nazir Mikulu b'Ishu Machada. The Rabbanon Dami Afilu Le Nazir Ma'achas Men Avi Nazir. He Mishu Machada Minayu Ishtari. So the whole thing falls off. Reb Shimon Dami Atzei Nazir Mikulam. He Mishu Nami Mahu Adi Mishu Mikulu. Mishu Machi Tani Reb Shimon Aysir. You can't remove one. Because just like you can't become one, you can't remove one. Either remove all or don't remove. That's due to rush.
Question.
There's no questions to after the rush. There's no questions to after the rush. Dr. Rush. Save the Nazi Mikula Mishra Machada. Kibbul all of Nazir is Mistam. The case is talking about the guy said already Nazir. He goes to the rabbi and he says, listen, I got to get this wine off. I out to Ms. Mason. The Yomar, he says to the rabbi, Savra Yisi Shechachame Matirim Li, she absolutely the highest Li Ayinim Li Tam Lamesim. I thought I could remove one after I became a Nazir. Meaning, the guy became a Nazir, and he thought he could afterwards remove one. The Rabbanon, Saif Naziris Ketchilis Naziris. The end is like the beginning. Kamoi Bekabolis Naziris, and Kibolol Dabrechat Chalol of Kol Tairis Nazir. Who had a Nami, same thing is true, Saif Naziris. In Nishal Echad, Kutur Akayim. It's all mutter. Right? The Afilu Lamandi Amar. The Agaza Tiyunim adds words here. Even the Mandama that says, the Ned is Shulta Mitzasai Loy Hutru Kuloy. Remember, we had a Mandama Mesechtas Nadarim that said, partial does not remove the whole thing. How come I do? Here he would agree the whole thing collapses. Because, Mitaima de Parishas, the Saif Nazir, Ketrilas Nazir. You're either all or nothing. And since you're removing one, even if you hold the Dharm can be split up, the Ziris can't be split up. When a guy makes a netter from two people, and then he removes one, we say netter shutta mitzvah shutta kuloi or not. But that's because he could have originally split it. He could have said one, he could have said the other, he could have said both. He said both, and now he's removing one. So there's a machlokes whether one automatically cancels the whole thing or not. He could have made it just for one. Here he couldn't have made it just for one. Therefore, the thing is one unit. You can't take off partial. When you take off partial, the thing collapses. That's what Rabbanan holds. Reb Shimon Nami Saver Saif Nazir Ketchilas Nazir. Vafilu L'mandai Yisrael Hitrus Enad Yishut HaMikzah Shot HaKulai. Even the Mandi Amad that says you, one removes them all. Hachem Maida. Ki Eichet HaBetchilas Nazir Ein Yen Nazir Achi Azim B'Kulam. Just like in the beginning, you can't separate them. It's either all or nothing. This is a chiddush. That the Gemara is saying that according to Shimon, just like when the guy says, I already nazir min ayayin, he's not a nazir at all. When he wants to remove yayin, it's not a removal at all. It has to be done as a unit. Everything has to be done as a unit. The acceptance, the removal. You can't remove part. And if you remove part, you didn't remove anything. Rabbanan say, you save part, you become a nazir for everything. You remove part, the whole Naziris collapses. They all hold that Naziris is a unit. The question is, can you Do you become a nazir when you accept part of the yudrit? If you do, then you can become not a nazir by removing part. And according to Shimon, you never became a nazir till you accept it all. You can't remove it till you remove all. That's what the Gemara is saying. Yes, Dr. Schwab, you had a question.
So I think in part I've got an answer from the Rush, but let's say that someone accepts nazirus in all aspects, goes to see the doctor and gets told that he has to have a glass of wine every day, which is actually common into the 20th century. It sounds like that he is not, that this terminates the nazirus from what the Rush is saying. However, the question is, does he bring korbanos or not? Because
no.
Did he ever
no.
become a nazir? Because
you don't bring korbanos if you remove a nazirus.
Okay, so he never was a nazir.
That's every Pesach is that way.
Got it. Okay.
Yes, my question.
I think the Mishnah's words are not as clear that way. It should say, Harei Kulamutr, Harei Devutr. This one's, it's going on the nuts, I understand. It's going on the nuts, not on the
ice. Okay, that I can't do anything about.
But when a person makes another zeros, he goes to base in, so I'm afraid it didn't count, right?
Mm-hmm.
When a woman makes, when a wife makes a zero.
Totally different.
So does she have to bring a
carbon when her husband? Oh, that's why we're learning. That's going to be a whole fight lot of this.
The last part.
He wants to know if a woman's nazirus is canceled, does she bring a carbon? By the way, we had it in the Sefer Sodom. She brings a chatas haif. We talked about it there.
That's all for
nazirus. Sure, that's right. Again, why get involved now? There'll be five lot of this. And by the way, okay, you know what? Let's leave it for there. I don't have to reveal any secrets now. Being by Yisema, and this is the third shot in the Mishnah. First shot was, Epoch, turn it around. Second shot was, this is different because he became a complete nazir, and now he's trying to remove. And the third shot is, Benidre Einzim Kamiflagi. This is called a Nidre Einzim. A guy that makes a neder, this is an extension of Nidre Einzim. A guy that makes a neder that he cannot keep. Is that neder chal or not? We had a case in the Darim. It's a different case. But the Gemara is extending it. A guy made a neder that will be usher to something if he doesn't come to eat by the guy. If you don't invite me, or whatever it was, let's say, if I don't get tomorrow to your meal, I should be banned and whatever. And then there was a huge storm, a snowstorm. It was impassable. He couldn't get to the guy's meal. Zok the Gemara, the neder is not chal, because he's an inus. And a neder can't be chal when it goes, when an inus happens. It's an inus. This guy here is an inus. He can't live without wine. He can't live without without burying dead people. This is necessary for his existence. Right? So the question now becomes, does he need a heter? This neder was made in an impossible way for him to keep it because of Inus. He made a neder that he couldn't keep. His condition does not allow him to keep this neder. His subjective condition, his addiction to wine, his withdrawal symptoms will make him go who knows what, or his making a living, he'll starve. Now, I don't know if it has to be sakonas nefashis or not to be idus. Idus does not necessarily mean sakonas nefashis. Does he need a hatara from Bezin or not? Nothing to do with anything else. The guy became a nazir. The nazirus never had a chance because he's an artist. Does he have to go to Bezin to remove it? Or is it mutra by itself? That's the question. Rabbanan say, you need to go to Bezin. And Reb Shimon says, no, you don't. This is a Nidre Einzim. This is a netter that's no chance to exist, and therefore never kicks in. That's what's happening here. The situation says an impossible Naziris. Now, this is not the exact same case as Nazir. There, the neder was a good neder, except he made something that he couldn't keep the condition. The einus kicked in after he made the neder. Here, the einus is built into the neder. He's making something he can't keep. There, he made a neder, he'll come to lunch. He'll kite and go to lunch. Later on, a snowstorm came. What?
What does that mean, Eiser?
No, Shimon's matzah is the last case. Eiser. But Shimon says he needs a hatter. He has to go to the rabbi and get a hatter.
Doesn't kick in. It's impossible.
So the rabbis say it doesn't kick in, and if Shimon says, I had it wrong. And if Shimon says that it does kick in. This is Nidre Eiser. And there's a makhlik, because you need a hatter or not. That's the Shiloh. Vibla Yisraim ben Nidre Eiser kamiflugi. Of the book to the smoover of Asi. And they're arguing in the machloikas that Meroyim would argue in later on. It's not. Abba Nidarim Mitiru Chachamim. There are four Nidarim, the Drabanan Rimacha. Let's review Mesechta's Nidarim. Nidre Zuzin, which means two business people. One says he makes a neder if he gives it to him for less than four. And the other guy makes a neder if I pay more than two. We say they never meant what they said. It was business. They both meant three. And therefore, it's mutter. Nidre Avai, a guy says, neder should kick in if he didn't see a million people. Well, there were no million people, and therefore, the neder is it was an exaggeration. Doesn't kick in. Nidre Shgogas was built on an error. He said, if I ate yesterday, this should be us. He forgot that he ate. He literally forgot that he ate. And Nidre Einzen, that was the case I mentioned. The guy said it should kick in if he doesn't make it, and then Einzen happened. V'yom Rav Yehuda Mishra Vasi, Abba Nidoyim Allah Lutzichim Shayat L'chachamim. Even though it's really not an eder, but the rabbis require you to go to the Rav. He doesn't need a Pesach HaKarata. He needs you to walk in and say, you made this neder, I want to remove it, and then you just remove it. You don't have to have charata, you don't have to have pesach, because really it's not a neder, it's a rabbinic requirement that the rabbi remove it, so a guy shouldn't be light in the darm. He has to take the darm seriously. We make him visit the rabbi. The Tana says, the Rabbana were matri, doesn't that mean nothing? And you're saying you have to go to the chacham? Rabbana sari kishmul? And therefore they say, Mutter, Reb Shimon Karabasi, that you have to go to the rabbi, and it's us until you go to the rabbi. And we'll do the rush tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Everybody's having a wonderful day.